Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
Five people have now drowned in the waters around the city in the last 2 weeks. The most recent, yesterday afternoon in the Harlem River. The FDNY pulled a 28-year-old man from the water after he took a dip to try to stay cool in Inwood. He could not be saved. On Friday night, teenage sisters drowned in the water near Riegelman Boardwalk in Coney Island. They went into the ocean around 8 p.m. after lifeguards were off duty and swimming is prohibited. And a deadly boating accident in the Garrison Creek waters off Brooklyn. A 58-year-old man was killed when two vessels smashed into each other yesterday morning. Three other people were injured. It's not clear what caused the crash. The city has now shut down more than 500 illegal cannabis shops since May. The effort in recent days has focused on Staten Island.
These are gummies.
Mayor Adams and Police Commissioner Caban joined Sheriff Anthony Miranda for the inspection of an adult toy warehouse off Route 440, illegally selling cannabis and tobacco.
$15.
This label
to attract children.
Yeah. And this one is like Sour Patches.
Since the change in the law in May, the sheriff's office has padlocked over 500 stores and inspected 1,500.
That's the piece that was missing. The sheriff, limited manpower, trying to do this alone was virtually impossible.
The NYPD now patrols padlocked locations, but the sheriff said tips also come from neighbors.
They know when their kids are going into these illegal locations, and we value that information and the importance of it.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Staten Island.
11 Long Island school districts have now sued Facebook and other social media companies. They allege the platforms are addictive and dangerous. Those are specific quotes from the suit. Nicholas Chiappetta heads the South Huntington Board of Education.
We've seen an increase in mental health awareness and problems over the past several years. And then secondly, we've seen also a handful of student threats via social media to other students and to our buildings. And those have obviously caused a lot of consternation.
More than two dozen other districts across Long Island also intend to file similar lawsuits. A spokesman for Google says, quote, the allegations in these complaints are simply not true. Every year around 4th of July, there are stories about fireworks used improperly. Police in Nassau County say 33-year-old Karamit Singh is under arrest, accused of giving an 11-year-old fireworks. Police say Singh told the child to light the fireworks Thursday morning outside his home in Levittown. The fireworks malfunctioned. A shed caught on fire and spread to Singh's home and a neighboring home, causing extensive damage. No injuries were reported. Singh is facing several charges, including arson and endangering the welfare of a child. New York City Emergency Management advises New Yorkers to take advantage of any cooling option. A museum, that's a great idea. A movie theater, a coffee shop, a pool, a friend or a neighbor. Hopefully a friend and neighbor who has air conditioning. And there are cooling centers all around the five boroughs. You can call 311 to get information. 44 public schools are open today to cool off. Dangerously hot weather is affecting about a third of the country. Record-breaking hot weather. Two young boys are recovering from gunshot wounds after police say they were intentionally shot inside a Bronx McDonald's.
The victims were sitting at a table in McDonald's. One was 12 years old, his friend was 13, and the police say they were definitely targeted when they were shot. Mark lives nearby and seemed disgusted but not surprised by the shooting.
Bad, it's real bad, man. It's no good.
Have you noticed a change in the neighborhood?
Yes, a lot. It's no good, man. No one came to get my son some breakfast this morning.
The 12-year-old was shot twice, once in the back and once in his left thigh. The 13-year-old was shot in his left leg. Both were taken to a local hospital. They are expected to survive. All this happened shortly before 10 o'clock Saturday night. The police say they don't know what led up to the shooting. Carol DiIore at 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM on White Plains Road in the Bronx.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.